Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS episode 20. Shit, episode 20? Man, shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, show support. Follow that Instagram page at PS and BS POD. Man, today we're going to be discussing, should video games be made into shows and movies and vice versa based on past history? And of course, some gaming news and some BS. But before all that, let me see what my guy's been up to for the past week. Hey, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy Biggs, the most level one in the crew. You know what I'm saying? We hear this way, you start getting the funny feeling, getting the butterflies in your stomach. You hear the rest of the boys' voices, like, all right, another episode of PS and BS. Let's get it. All right, so lately, I've been on Kakarot, like I stated last week. On Kakarot, I'm getting deep into the game. I'm nearing that midway to end game point, and I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. JRPG elements all over the place. Nostalgia all over the place. I'm loving it. I just put it down for today because the new Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind DLC released.
So
I've been on that. So that's what I've been playing today. Kakarot overall, I've been playing. I finished Cannon Busters. Boom, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, that's what I've been playing this week.
Steals.
Yo, Lex. Is it Steals or Lex?
It's Lex.
Yeah, Steals fell asleep for a minute. Go ahead, Lex.
No, I muted my shit because I wasn't...
You muted your mic.
See what happens when you don't stay with the format. Everything falls apart.
Yeah,
I muted my mic because I wasn't supposed to go next.
Anyway,
I should have scrolled past my notes. Go ahead.
Statman here, Lex, the elite geek. Let me tell you, I've been on Days Gone still.
Oh,
I know
shit.
I said that last week. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. I'm enjoying it a lot. I the thing is, when that game came out, there was several other games that were kind of out, and I kind of wanted to explore some other avenues. But I'm back at it. I'm really focused on finishing this game. I'm liking the story. I'm liking everything. And I've also been binge streaming Young Justice on the DC Universe app. Shout out to the DC Universe app. But they need to get their shit together and get on Samsung smart TVs and Vizio smart TVs and stuff, because I had to buy a Roku, 4K Roku, in order to see this. That's how invested I am.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, Young
this
Justice.
Out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, that's what I'm talking about.
God damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that. We'll get into that later. But hey, Steals, man.
Now it's your turn,
what's up,
Steals.
Now.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, Steals 1682, resident fat boy in the building, hitting the sticks all day, most days. That's right. Apparently, I already broke, you know, that code where I said I was going to play every day. I don't think I did, but my buddy Jamie said the day after we recorded, apparently I didn't get on. I don't think that's true. I'm almost certain I did, but whatever. Same as last week too for me. Borderlands 3, man. I'm deep in the end game. Started a second character last night. Playing the operative now. He's actually really fun, and was running through the what is it called? Malawine. One of the end game farm things that you play. This one was very hard. The enemies are scaled. It was one of those, if you die, you can't come back unless you clear the zone. We didn't realize that because none of us died until the boss. So, like, the first couple of times we played it, literally you would... one of us would die, and then be like, well, it's a two-man job now. And it was challenging, which I like. We did wind up finishing that last night. Got some pretty good loot out of it. Touched Destiny a little bit this week. Not much. And I know I talk a lot of shit about Call of Duty. You know, I wanted to love it, but I don't. For some reason, this one just... I just kept putting it off. Something told me to put it back on. I went to finally jump on it after months of not playing it. And I go, you know, today's the day. I'm going to get back into Call of Duty. Oh, shit.
Here we go again.
Exactly. So I fire it up. And guess what? Full update. God damn. Okay, fine. It's updating. Took about 45 minutes to an hour to update. I was playing Borderlands at the time, whatever. Last night I go. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put it on, play a couple of games before I go to bed. I just want to get a feel for it. I want to shoot some stuff. Guess what? I get corrupt data.
What? Like the blue screen?
Yo, apparently this update crashed a shit ton of people's save data. And what happens is when it loads in, it starts to load you in, like where it checks like your information and fetches like your online status and shit like that. And then a screen will pop up and say corrupt data / download, your download was incorrect.
Sheesh.
To continue, you must reset all your ranking and unlocks. Press yes to continue.
Let me guess, you press the PS button.
Like, I shut that shit down.
Yeah.
Trav mentioned something yesterday that it was happening, so I looked into it, and sure enough, it just crashed. This damn update crashed a lot of people's systems. Not systems, but just the Call of Duty data. And I go, ain't that some shit? The day I decide to give it another whirl, not only does it have a huge update, my shit gets data corrupted. So I can't even play the game. So you know what I did? I totally deleted it off my shit, and it re-downloaded. Didn't work. I gotta wait for them to figure out how they're gonna fix this now before I can give it another whirl. Oh, maybe it's just the PlayStation gods telling me that just Call of Duty's done for me. I don't know. That's weird.
God damn.
So yeah, that's pretty much
that's
it,
pretty
man.
Pretty much it. Oh man, where should I start, man? I guess I'll start with, you know, what I've been playing. You know, since we got a PlayStation podcast, I said, you know what, I can't, every time you guys bring up this game, man, I pretty much only got 10 minutes on this game, so I said, you know, I gotta put some more time in this game, I gotta give it another shot. So you boy went ahead and downloaded The Last of Us, you know, I got a mission to complete it, you know, hey. You know, so far so good. I guess I didn't remember how dark this game was. You know, so it's right up my alley, so I like that so far. You know, I can't wait to, you know, I just started the journey, so I can't wait to, I guess, complete it. Also, this past week, you know, the boys took a little trip out, you know, went out to Player One. Seemed like that's like our little home base now, it seemed like.
Yes, sir. Went
out there with some stickers, yeah. You know, show our face, you know, kissing babies, hugging people.
Signing titties, baby. Signing titties, baby.
Whoa, it's 21 and over. Okay, I'm down with the signing titties, but shit, babies is 21 and up over there.
Hey, man. It's the baby in the belly, man. He's signing stomachs, man. Yeah,
hey, okay. We was out there, man. Shout out to everybody that, you know, took a sticker, gave us a follow, you know, gave us their time pretty much, you know, because they could have told us to kick rocks, but
yeah,
they
did
it. You know, Trav wasn't letting everybody.
Trav wasn't letting them breathe until they followed, bro. He was following them.
Oh, yeah,
them
I was on them. I was being strategic. I was like, wait a minute. I said, you want a sticker? I mean, we even had to show Buddy how to use a sticker, so.
Sheesh.
Yeah. They're not normal.
I'm not going to say what.
You know, they're. You know,
but I'm trying to figure out, man.
Detail, so they're a little different. But
yeah. Them things do stick tough. You know, I'm over here contemplating what to put my sticker on. I had to put it on my little external hard drive on my PlayStation.
I put it on my PC tower.
All right.
I don't have my drive. Sticker anywhere.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
where do you have it?
I don't have it
still
anywhere yet.
End.
I don't have. Yeah, I just have the. Stickers. I didn't claim one for myself yet, pretty much. My sister has one on her laptop, though, so.
Hey, shout out. There you go.
Man. Definitely.
You know, I like seeing everybody out there, man. We definitely got to do that again. Also, saw that Bad Boys for Life. You know, if you haven't seen it already, man, you got to go see that movie, man. That's all I got to say, man. I'm not going to ruin nothing for nobody. I know Biggs seemed like it was watered down to him, but...
No, it was straight. I mean, I hate that they had to die at the end, but it was straight.
Damn, raise the bar!
It's like that? I thought we weren't spoiling shit. Okay, fine. Let me get my bag.
It's fake news. It's CNN.
It's fake news, man. And let's go back to Player One, man. Everybody.
Shout out to Jen at Player One Orlando, correct? Correct, y'all?
Correct.
Steals?
Yeah. All right. Yes, Jen.
I just want to make sure she gets, you know. One. Yeah, gets a shout out.
Yeah, man.
Treating us good. Put the table out for us and shit. He wasn't even ready for
us.
He's
in there like a walkthrough, man. Sheesh. I was like, ooh.
He's like, presidential. Felt like celebrities, yo.
Right. We got in there.
They let us get in for free. We didn't have to pay cover.
Whoa. I don't want to even let people know about that.
That was good treatment.
What? We famous, though. We'll get the treatment.
Listen.
Doing the justice.
Listen, I told Rose wherever she going from now on, I'm going. Because I ended up eating CC's at a discounted rate. Ended up getting into Player One at a discounted rate. And guess what we had in common? She was there both occasions. So it got to be something.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie, man. My girl be doing some things, man. She be making it happen, man.
Yeah. It was awesome. It won't be our last time there either. We got a lot of big plans.
Yeah, we did learn a lot, too, though. You know what I'm saying? We did learn a lot. Lex.
Yeah, so I'm glad you guys enjoyed Bad Boys. I'll eventually check it out. I'm not in a rush to check out that particular movie. But speaking of movies, a particular movie that's been making headlines lately is The Joker. And I think I said before, and I know... some of us saw it together. Spectacular movie. And the big news is that it got nominated for 11 Oscars.
Shit. 11.
Yeah, it's a Best Picture. Yeah, go ahead. Definitely. And this was the movie that, you know, the media didn't want us to see and didn't want us to go to the theater.
Right.
Remember, it was supposed to promote Psychopaths, remember?
Yeah. And mass shootings and all that stuff. Yeah. So Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Original Score. That's going to win for sure. Best Sound Editing, Best Sound Mixing, Best Film Editing. Shout out to the editors. Damn. Best Costume Design and Best Makeup and Hairstyling. That might win too.
Damn, I can see them walking away with...
Yeah, with a bunch of those. Yeah.
At least four or five. At least.
So, part two, if they do it, I don't think they should. But if they do it, it's there.
You don't think they should. You know they gonna do it.
I hope not. If they bring this character back, just put him in the Batman universe, and I'll be fine with that. But another standalone, right.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I think I'm with you on that too.
Yeah. Also,
I kind of want him to have a little reign. You know, if you haven't spoiler alert before, if you ain't seen the movie, I kind of want him to get his bag.
No, but he's not gonna spoil it.
I want him to get in his bag before Batman.
Gotcha.
You know,
like a Gotham type scenario.
Batman.
Yeah, I get you.
I want him to. Oh shit!
So you want them to be on some like Tales of the Joker type shit where he's just doing nut shit?
Hey, that's it. You know, the villain movies are somebody's watching them. I am too. So. This is good. We need that. Also, this is a tricky number, guys. I know I kind of spoke about it off chat, off the pod about it, but I want to just bring up The Witcher really quick because listen to this stat. Now, this stat is very interesting. It's the first time I ever hear of this stat. And before I say this, looking for streaming statistics about Netflix shows, especially The Witcher, is very difficult.
Okay, I think anything with streaming is very
good. Because I found Stranger Things numbers quite easily. I found most of their movies quite easily when it comes to streaming and things like that. But The Witcher, this is the thing about The Witcher. So Netflix revealed that 76 million people watched at least 2 minutes of The Witcher. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean?
What
does
that mean?
That means they hit play at least.
Why would they even say that?
That's what I'm saying.
That's probably how long it takes for them for like Netflix to count it as like a watch.
Right, and that answers the question.
But that understands. Why didn't they just say 70 whatever watched The Witcher? Why did they say 70 watched exactly. Witcher for 2 minutes?
Was it at least like because. For at least 2 minutes?
It was said at least 2 minutes, but here's the thing. I don't understand why, like you said, I don't understand why they led with that line, you know, because I tried to look at Netflix's actual stats on The Witcher, and it's not, like, completely out yet, because they wait, like, a few months.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, it came out in December, so we still got a few months before, because, you know, I looked up Stranger Things, and season 3, 40.7 million households watched Stranger Things 3 within its first 4 days.
Wow.
You know, and they even threw out the at least a considerable amount watched 70% of an episode or more. I mean, these are odd numbers. The way they're breaking this down, it's very divisive. So I wouldn't like bank on that. But on Witcher, the last note on The Witcher, they greenlit season 2, and also Netflix is producing an anime Witcher film called Nightmare of the Wolf.
Sheesh. Oh,
that is coming out. That is coming out.
See, I watched that shit before Castlevania. Let's get it.
There you go. And that's just something I wanted to share.
Oh, that's 100. That's not what you said, Trev?
I said, you're not a Castlevania fan?
I feel like the anime is just weird. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about Castlevania as a whole, the game.
No, I mean, I didn't play Castlevania. I don't know.
All right, moving forward.
Yeah.
But I did see articles about, you know, The Witcher promoting a lot of Witcher video game sales. You know, so, I mean, it did its job on that front.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, since we're talking about Netflix, Lex, did you know that, because, of course, after finishing Cannon Busters, I went immediately to look like, hey, what's the status on season 2? Has it been confirmed? You know, this and that. Just trying to find out. Did you know that Cannon Busters like started as like a GoFundMe Kickstarter shit? Did you know that?
No. Deadass?
Yeah. No. It just started as a GoFundMe, please help me create this show type of shit. Built on donations.
Is it even made by Japanese? Because I have a funny feeling that
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, definitely. It has manga and everything. Yeah, definitely.
It's an
anime. It has Japanese original audio and all that good stuff. But that intro had me a little bit.
No, it is.
Yes, that intro is crazy. Yeah, but I was looking out for season 2, but right now nothing has been confirmed, so I'm just in the dark with it. But it was just cool to run across that fun fact.
Fun fact.
Definitely.
Fun fact.
Definitely. So with all that stats you talk, Lex, about The Witcher, did you think Netflix did a good thing with making this show?
Yes. I think, which brings us to our main topic, right?
Right.
Video games and movies and or TV shows. So, right. You know, I kind of, there's a long history with this type of topic and this thing, us being gamers, and we also watch movies and TV. So this is what I think about that. The Witcher was a definite win for me because I've experienced every form of media of The Witcher possible. I played the old games first. You know, they were very strange for me because it was very different. If you go back and play them, you're not going to like them. They were very strange. They were trying to do something different. 3 actually refined everything. So on that topic, what I feel about video games and movies is the most consistent formula for a successful game to movie or TV show, to me, is history and non-movie tie-ins. Right. So right off the top of my head, I can think of Tomb Raider. You know, Tomb Raider was successful because it took years and many games to make. Right. There was a plethora of material to choose from. The original game released in 93. Right. And the movie didn't even see the light of day until 2001. So that's 8 years of gaming, character development and world building. So and on top of that, it wasn't made because of a particular game. you know, that followed the exact same story, which to me, that's the problem with these video game movies.
Really? And
yeah, the majority of video game movies or TV shows that I see that follow the same exact premise or vice versa as the game or the movie, to me, don't succeed. The reason why Spider-Man, the game, was successful, they did their own thing.
Right.
It wasn't released on the heels of all the MCU movies. This was
the older ones were inspired by the Raimi ones, right? Like,
yeah, a few of them were. Right. Yes.
Okay. Right, a few of them. But my question, I guess I didn't hear you right. So you're pretty much saying that if the movie takes what it has from the video games and creates its own narrative using what they have, it will be successful, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I agree with that. What I agree with. Okay.
Now I'll give you another example.
I thought
you
meant that they needed to be...
No.
Like, why would I want to watch a replay?
No, exactly. And I'll give you another example. So Batman has transcended comic books, TV shows, animated series, movies, and video games. Okay, the Batman original animated series, which came out in 92, is considered by many, including me, to be the pinnacle of animated superhero shows.
Yep, like Saturday mornings.
Yeah, that's a template. You know, I'll put the original series against anything Marvel has done, pre and post Disney, except for X-Men. I think the old X-Men series, the 90s one.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys remember that with Wolverine, Rogue, and all that, and Professor X, that was really good.
Yeah, they were really in their bag.
Yeah, but other than that, it wasn't even close. You know, then you have...
not even close.
It's not. then you have the Tim Burton movies, the first two, Batman and Batman Returns with Michael Keaton, right? Then you go to Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy, which has yet to be beat, in my opinion. You combine all of that, and Batman has had an unprecedented run of incredible media, right? And then on top of that, they released a bunch of Batman games. But it wasn't until recently that Rocksteady actually nailed it. They captured that brutality, that grit, that character, and made their own trilogy.
Right.
You know, I mean, those Batman games were amazing.
Right.
This one, you're talking about Arkham now, right?
Yeah, the
actually
Arkham
beat game. All of those.
The Rocksteady, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Those were fucking awesome.
That's what I'm saying. And again, based on something that was a comic book, that was a movie, a TV show, an animated series, into a video game, and that's not easy. I mean, that's probably the best run ever. Spider-Man has had a hell of a run too, but it's been a bit of a roller coaster. You know, we've had three different actors play Spider-Man: Tobey in 2002. Garfield in 2010 and Tom in 2016. You know, so we're getting a Spider-Man every 6 years.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about that.
Stick with Tom, man. He's young. He's gonna grow.
Stick with Tom. So, and
he's
when it comes
in his
to
bag too, he got swag.
No, he is. He's great. I like him. You know, but if you include the Quest Probe games, those are like the interactive comic book games that were on PC in the 80s. You have 35 Spider-Man games across mobile, PC, consoles, and handheld.
Holy shit.
So, do I think we need more video game movies? No.
Right.
Why? The Last of Us is becoming a movie, isn't it?
Correct. Yep.
Now, when I think of The Last of Us, that story is done. It's complete. We saw it happen. It was basically movie quality writing and acting that took several hours to complete, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is an hour and a half movie going to convey that type of character development and emotion without Steels falling asleep?
I think the movie's just going to be in the universe. I don't think it's going to be
no, but I'm just saying in. Some people, if you've played the Last of Us, so you understand what type of game that is. You think an hour and a half is going to give you that?
Nah.
And I don't think it would
Steals,
be an hour
I think
and
Lex
half.
Just wanted to hear your voice.
Two hours.
You hear Steels?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to hear your voice.
No, because I remember he was talking about a certain series where he was falling asleep over and over, and then he tried to watch it. So I just wanted to give that a callback. No, nothing. I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm just saying that I know you crave action.
Right.
And Last of Us has action, so I get it.
Yeah.
You know. So
has any movie done any video game justice in your eyes other than Tomb Raider?
Unequivocally and absolutely, I really haven't touched too many. I haven't seen too many in my experience. Straight from video games to movies, I love Mortal Kombat. The Mortal Kombat one was fine. I liked the original. That was fun.
Now, you're talking about movies to video games or video games to movies?
No, he asked movies to video games.
Oh, movies to video games? I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Movies?
I got two.
No. Star Wars?
Meant video games to movies.
No, I said video games to movies. Because he said movies to video games like Batman and Spider-Man
right.
Was good. So I want to know the other side of the coin is. What, you know, is there any ammo?
I heard it wrong. My bad.
Yeah.
Is there any ammo for... you know, video games being turned into movies, anything good other than Tomb Raider? You know, that was a good movie.
Yeah, it was. To me, I think the best example I can give that was a complete surprise was the first Resident Evil.
Because
I am a huge Resident Evil fan, as you guys know.
Sir.
And I know the whole story, but that movie took a different story. Right. It kept true to the source material, but you didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
It wasn't like typical, this is going to be Resident Evil. You're going to be in a haunted house and blah, 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 and all this. No, it was, these are these characters. You know, they don't remember shit.
Right.
They don't remember who they are, you know.
Shout out to Allison or whatever her name is.
Branch off of Resident Evil... I remember I think I was in high school when it came out. It had to be high school. Silent Hill. I remember me and my boys went and saw Silent Hill. And, you know, most of my friends wasn't really into video games like that. So we all went and watched Silent Hill. And after that, I was like, you know, that's a video game. And they was like, and they couldn't believe that that movie was based off of a video game. They thought that was just another horror flick. You know, that was one of my favorite video games to movies.
Yeah, I like that one too. That one was good.
My bad, Lex.
No, go ahead. I'm done. Right. I'm done.
I was gonna say another little
fun fact.
I don't know. Bringing back up Tom Holland out of the grave. did y'all hear about the Uncharted movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I just read a whole article of like 40-some games turning into movies, and I'm like,
right. So you know he got casted.
Oh, word.
He got casted for Nathan Drake.
He's Nathan.
Damn.
And I'm like, I guess I could see that working, but I don't know. He seems a little too young, no?
Remember, they want to build the franchise.
I was going to say, maybe they started off like...
Just started off with early Drake.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
I don't want to spoil the games. I don't know if you guys played all of them.
Not all of them.
Of course I did.
But I mean, I know how 4 ends, so I mean, you can go ahead and...
No, that's fine. You know how 4 starts.
They also casted Wahlberg for Sully, Mark Wahlberg for Sully. That's what it said at least.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, Wahlberg.
Knows?
Yeah.
Who knows if they change in actors like they change in directors? You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
so just to wrap up what Lex has to say before we go to Steele's take on this. So Lex, you pretty much are saying we don't need any more movies based off video games, and just continue making video games. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Based off movies.
Yeah. To me, the last time that was good was a very long time ago.
Right.
A very long time ago. Something is off. If I have to go back to early 2000 to find something good.
What did you think about Warcraft?
I didn't see it. I wasn't interested in it.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I know about it, and I saw the trailers and all that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you watch Prince of Persia?
Oh yeah, yes. that was one too.
I didn't like it.
What?
that movie maybe because I love the games as much as Resident Evil did.
I know. I just didn't like it. I don't know. It was. I saw it once. I mean, I'm not saying it was a horrible movie, but like it's one of those movies that you know when you see a movie and you sit through it once and you're like, because I love Prince of Persia. I love the games.
Yeah, I was gonna say who makes that because they need to make that on the PS5.
Yeah, Ubisoft makes those games.
Oh my god, man, they have so much good franchises, man.
Yeah, I have them all here. Shout out to Uplay Plus.
Ubisoft. Damn. Let's see. What's my take on it? Of course, a lot of it is your personal opinion. I do agree. I do agree with what Lex says. It seems like with having that much background with movies and comics and all the writing, it seems like it makes it easier for them to put out a good product. But there are still some flops too, you know, because Super Mario Brothers, you know, they had a lot of background games and media with it. And that movie, although a lot of people say it flopped, you know, I kind of liked it a little bit. You know, I didn't think it was horrible, but it wasn't good. You know, I was just a huge John Leguizamo fan.
Love Johnny
Legs. It had its little humor in it. It was kind of weird, you know, and whatnot, but I don't know. I like it personally. I don't mind games to movies to games. Like you said, Mortal Kombat is probably one of the top successful ones. Mortal Kombat 1, and you know, of course, the Tomb Raider, Resident Evil. I too am a huge Resident Evil fan. Loved the first one. The second one was okay. But I just watch what I want to watch, you know? Like, I go into it knowing that it's going to be different because it's hard to, especially with the technology then, it's going to be hard to you know, mimic the video games with the moves and stuff like that. Like that's the one thing I always go look at. It's like, okay, the Mortal Kombat, you know, Liu Kang's got to do his bicycle kick. Let's see how they do this, you know? And honestly, the way they did it in the first one, I think... was the best way for them to do it. Yeah, they pulled it off, making it in a slow-mo and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It didn't look too fake, I guess. I don't know.
And exactly it gave you a view that you could never get in the video games too, because it gave you that view of him kicking the camera, and you're like, damn, that's what people saw when they was getting their ass bicycle.
Yeah. It was a little bit more of a point of view. Yeah, it was a little bit more of a point of view. You know, the second one they try to get a little bit more grungy with the moves and stuff like that. Some worked, some didn't. That scorpion shit when he had his palm out and that damn blade, the spike on the chain came out his hand, that was sick. Yeah. For me, that was sick. I was just like, damn, you know. But I don't know. I guess I was somewhat
of a co-sign Street Fighters
geek back then. See, and that's the one, that was the big debate that I was having with Greg at work, is he says it's straight trash. I liked it. I didn't mind it, personally.
I want to say when I first saw it, it was trash. But then, like,
See, that's the thing. It's like, sometimes you got to go into these movies with an open mind.
Right.
You can't go in hoping too much. Like right. Me and you said, Trav, we were talking, what was it, yesterday, when we were playing? If these movies were made nowadays with the technology that we have. That's why you see movies like the Mortal Kombat coming back out. Right. You know, they have more of a chance of being more successful with doing fireballs or, you know, crazy moves that we used to love seeing on the video game. Right. But when I went to watch these movies back in the day, it was just like, I just go with an open mind and I don't expect to see exactly what the video game is on the screen. Mm-hmm. I just look to see if it's close.
Right.
You know, if it's somewhat close. did they make it really cheesy? I mean, yeah, the Street Fighter movie was kind of cheesy. The story probably was kind of whatever.
But for me, being a huge fan,
yeah, me being a fan, just seeing them in the costumes, you know, right. walking around. Oh, that's M. Bison. Oh, that's Gaiu. Oh, that's Ryu. That's Ken. You know, that I don't know. As a kid, I was just all like, oh, that's awesome. You know, it just has a different feeling. Like we were talking, I know this is kind of off, a little bit off context, but like growing up, one of my favorite horror flicks, as a kid at least, was Attack Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Hey, I just watched it for the first time.
I remember that movie. I just watched it. Yeah, I just watched it last year.
Yeah,
for the first time.
Yeah,
for the
first time, a couple years ago, I watched it again. I'm like, what? This shit's so fucking corny.
Hey, it was good, you know, to me, man.
Cotton candy.
But that's how it is. The cotton candy with the straw and the shit.
I like the hand puppets on the wall at the bus stop. That was my scene.
Oh, yeah. Then it ate the dudes.
Yeah.
But I do agree that they need a little bit more. Having more info, just not coming off the top, just saying, oh, that's a great game. Let's just throw it into a movie.
I mean,
you know, perfect example, Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
That, you co-signing that?
No, Jesus. Hell no.
He said
you just throw a game on there like, all right, let's make a movie, and he said perfect example. Yeah, Dragon Ball Evolution.
They made that in somebody's backyard. Yeah. That was an evolution for real.
Yeah.
That was Basuda.
So, don't get me started on Avatar. The Legend of Avatar. Oh my god.
But
book one and nothing else.
God.
But I mean, it just, sometimes they flop, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's just a nostalgic feeling, you know. Right. It's just all personal preference. But I do agree that it seems to be more successfully done when it's scripted to video games, I guess is the best way to put it. I don't want to name off movies, comics, this, that, show, anime, you know. Having the script and having the guideline and making it into a game does seem more successful.
I agree.
Except for, hold on, the one, you know, Lex, I'm surprised you didn't bring this one up. You know, the whole Aliens debacle.
No, I mean, there was a lot of stuff I wanted to bring up. I wanted to save. No, I mean, since you mentioned that really quick, Alien Isolation was an incredible game. That game in particular, Alien Isolation, and that was basically almost a direct sequel to those might have a chance of working when it's kind of like tied in a way where it's like, we're going to take this world and make a direct sequel to the movie. You know what I'm saying? Because it took the story of the main character, and it was her daughter. So that was kind of cool. They did their own thing, and that's why the game was successful, you know.
So
I mean,
go ahead. I like the arcade, the shooters, but
Them beat 'em ups can't be beat, man.
So the way I see it, scrolling. I agree with Steels, but I think a lot of it comes from, turning a movie into a game is like the safest route, you know. It's like you said, Trav, if you play a game and then they make the same movie copy and paste, you're like, I'm not going to see it twice. But would you like relive a movie through a game if it was the same?
Hell yeah.
Right. So it's like, that's easy. Like the safe route, even though sometimes it's not always great. And also I feel like when you make a video game and then you let that video game breathe, like, let's say, like, for instance, none of these movies, like Uncharted, Last of Us, them shits ain't coming out no time soon. You know what I'm saying? Right. Those games have been out for years. So what has happened in that time is people have grown to love these franchises. They've grown attached to this world, these characters. Half of what makes up if the movie comes out good is if they satisfy their fans that have grown to love these right. this world. You know what I'm saying? How do you right. do them justice yep. in the
and
movie?
And I got a good example with, for that. With exactly what you just said right, right there.
Right. So it's like, how do you... and it makes more... It costs more to make a movie than it does make a game. You know what I'm saying? So you're... Right. If you don't get the shit right, you know, you're throwing more money out rather than just making a game based on your movie. So it's like... I see, like, making...
I thought video games cost more than movies.
No. I mean, GTA 5 broke record of anything, but okay. usually movies cost more to make.
Yeah.
GTA 5 millions. Took, like, 260 hundreds million of millions. To make.
Right.
But that's the way I see it. I see, I'd rather prefer video games that come from movies. Shout out to SpongeBob the Movie Game. I fucked Sheesh. With that so heavy when I was little. Oh, my God.
I saw a poster in the movie theater. They got another SpongeBob movie on the way.
Oh, yeah, I seen the trailer for that. I seen that.
Oh, you saw the trailer? I saw the poster in the movie theater.
And also Shrek 2, the video game. I think it was on GameCube, bro. I was on that shit. And it was the same exact thing as the movie, but I just...
Right.
Hell I just played yeah. it. It was just.
I remember when I had Rugrats, the movie video game.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
I was on
if
that.
If you're going that nostalgia, then you got to bring up Aladdin. You got to bring up Toy Story video game.
Oh, Toy Story. I was on that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Those all went hard.
Toy Story was damn near free roam RPG
game. For real, getting up in that attic to that boss battle.
Yeah, that shit was damn near free roam Andy's house.
Right, all the smoke,
Pizza
man.
Planet.
But hey, to go back to what Big said earlier, I think it all boils down to the developers of these movies when they get these licenses from the. From the game developers, because I think the game developers, they give out their licenses to these movie companies maybe to get a quick buck, you know, so they can throw it back in on their company to make another sequel for their video game or whatever the case might be. And sometimes they fail, man. We get movies like Doom and Doom Annihilation and all type of shit, you know. It's sad.
Why do they make those
who
is that movie for?
I don't even know who's Doom Annihilation. And you know the funny thing? Like, I follow Doom's IG and their Twitter because I'm a Doom fan, Ed. And not one time have they mentioned that movie, Annihilation.
That's what I'm saying.
Not
who's
once.
Asking for these movies?
Not once.
Like, how much coke do you have to launder to make money off these freaking movies? That's all they're doing. That's
Dude,
a coke laundering gig.
Watch it for 10 minutes and you're going to understand like how much... It looked like somebody made this shit in a garage. Like,
no,
I don't understand.
It's just to launder coke money, I'm telling you. They set up a fake movie.
Fake studio.
Like,
put tape all over it.
You know what I'm saying? They just name it whatever, and they pay the movie, you know, the movie, hey, 20 grand.
Right.
Hire anybody. Go.
Right. But then you get the flip of the coin, and this is something like what Steels is saying. Moving forward with the technology that we have, and I guess, you know, social media, you know, we have movies like Sonic. You know, they threw out a trailer, and people bashed how Sonic looked.
He looked like an alien, almost human. It was so fucking terrible. Like, it wasn't even close.
And if they was really about to just do a cash grab on him, they could have just still put the movie out, let it fail, and kept it moving.
Uh-huh.
But nah, they delayed the movie for almost a year now, I think, and redesigned him, dropped a new trailer. I'm looking forward to see it just because of the cast alone.
It looks a thousand times better.
You know, I can see that movie getting its bag. You know, I'm definitely seeing that movie. You know, so that's what I'm saying. Moving forward, it all depends on who's getting these licenses. You know, who's really gonna, you know, that's why I hope, like, whoever has Uncharted, you know, they know they better not play around with it.
Who's gonna listen to the fans? Who's gonna listen to the people fueling your movie revenue?
Here's the thing about the Uncharted movie. The Naughty Dog is supposedly directly involved.
Okay,
that can be a good thing or that can be a bad thing. Because it's really hard to make that transition, video games to movies, movies to video games. It doesn't always work, and that's where we're at right now. Games are becoming movies. like they're cinematic now. Yeah. Right. There are portions of the game called cinematics.
Yeah.
So why do I want to see, if for that I'll just cut and paste all the Uncharted cinematics and I have my Uncharted movie.
Well, go to YouTube. You can do that.
Yeah, they're like 10 minutes sometimes. You know, load up a Kojima game and you're good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love my boy. I love him. But, you know, that's what he's about. The guy wants to make movies.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the next trend, because I remember when Mortal Kombat came out, the last one, Mortal Kombat 11. I think it was a day or maybe even a week before the game even came out on... It was either IGN's YouTube or Mortal Kombat's YouTube page. They actually released the entire campaign story mode all in one YouTube video as a movie. And they called it Mortal Kombat 11 All Cutscenes Movie. Yep. And you could sit there and without owning the game, start from the beginning, watch the whole thing. And it honestly was like a movie. I mean, it honestly is a movie pretty much. You know, it was like, an hour and something change long. And, you know, back and forth, dialogue, the whole nine. There you go.
Now, here's one thing I want to bring up, which I almost forgot. There are, and tell me how you guys feel about this, because I really want to get your take. There's a lot of fan-made movies on YouTube about video games, comic book characters. Now, there's a bunch of them that are really good, and there's some that are very weird. Have you guys watched... Mm-hmm. Any of those? Like, there's Mortal Kombat, and there's, like...
Yeah, I watched the Mortal Kombat series. Yeah. I liked the Mortal Kombat take on that one. It was more deep-rooted in reality. I liked it, you know, and I do check out some of those fan-made trailers and stuff like that. I do like them.
I've seen people, fans, make better fan-made movies than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yep.
That's for damn certain. It'd be like a random YouTube video, Goku versus Vegeta, and they got like, this shit looks better than the fucking film that they made, like, that Hollywood was involved in, Dragon Ball Evolution. Bro, I'm sorry, I got a sore spot for that shit. That's so trash. Like bro,
they was in Chicago bumping.
Like, bro, here's
the thing of what you're saying.
They did that shit. They did that shit with Game of Thrones too. People were so fucking pissed the way Game of Thrones ended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a big thing.
The ending that there were some fans that came and made their own ending and put it on.
Oh
YouTube.
Shit! I didn't even know
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yeah, I could have sworn that's what they did. Yeah, I read that shit.
I mean, video games get it. Video games get it too.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's out. They might have pulled it already. You know, because you know they're not gonna want people to see it. But I saw that somewhere that someone came out and they recreated their own ending. And from what I read, they said it was better than the ending that happened.
Jeez.
No, when Trav, I know what you were gonna say, because Mass Effect 3 did.
You can hear it in my voice.
I know. No, because I'm a big Mass Effect fan, and you know what? I hated that. I hated that. That was a very dumb move, because it sets a precedent that you don't want when it comes to creating art. When you create your game, gaming is art. I've always felt that way about gaming.
Right.
So if that's the ending BioWare intended, so be it. So be it. Like, I was willing to accept that. Just like there's people, when you beat The Last of Us, you'll see. When people, like, that's the ending that they intended. Why are they going to put that out? People get mad, make a stink about it, and all of a sudden they go back and patch it. What does that say about what you're putting out there for the gamers? Like, who's in charge here? Like, who's in charge of the art? You know what I'm saying? Like that's not right. Now, let's say you put out a game, Trav, and all of a sudden you're like, yo, this is my vision. And all of a sudden people are like, yo, we love it, but your ending sucks. Are you going to go back and patch it?
Nah, y'all just gonna have to wait on Siegel.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's it. I move forward.
I'm glad that really hasn't happened again with gaming. Thanks. I think that was a one-time thing.
Well, now that you say that,
has it?
I
happened?
Mean, you got Remix coming out.
This is the thing with Remind. Not that it's okay.
Here we go.
Okay. It is in sorts, it is a like retelling of the ending, but only because I feel like they already had plans to do this, but since the ending wasn't that well received, they were like, okay, we really got to do this. But I'm sure it was planned beforehand. Like, certain things happened in the ending that you didn't know how, like, let's say you didn't know how that person got there, or you know, how it's, things happened. Remind kind of takes you behind the scenes on the other side. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, that's how that character got there at that moment in the ending. Because you're kind of playing the ending from an opposite, you know, alternative perspective, kind of.
So you truly believe that was their intention?
I actually do. The way the ending was in the base game, it was a little too many things here and there that weren't really pieced together like that. And Remind kind of did a good job of sewing it all up. I mean, hey, it could be just like, okay, we get it. It was trash. We're going to fix it. It could have been
Right.
But I feel like I just got a feeling, like, as a fan, I just have a gut feeling that they already had that. They already had that. So, yeah, it's kind of like, now that you say that, it's like, it's weird because I kind of just got done playing that. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like a retelling of the ending. But, hey, it worked because the shit was good. So.
Interesting. What about when Final Fantasy did it? I know they did something along those lines. Didn't they add more story?
With what?
With 15? Was it 16? I forgot.
Oh, 15. Yeah.
Didn't they add?
15, they, okay, oh, yeah, God. Yeah.
What a disaster.
Because 15 was a disaster. Yes, it was.
Jesus.
they added, after the base game, whatever the reason was, whether fans just didn't like the game, a lot of people were saying it was too short. A lot of people didn't like the ending, didn't like give any like, okay, what happens next type shit. So they started doing DLC episodes based on all the characters.
Right. Okay.
So they had like episode Ignis, episode Prompto, episode Gladio.
I remember. Gotcha.
And they were supposed to have episode Arden, which is the main villain, and the episode Noctis and episode Lunafreya, which would have been the main meat, because you know, main character and his love interest. So
right.
But by the time we got to episode Arden, they cut all DLC plans after that, so they kind of cut DLC short for Final Fantasy 15. So we'll never get to see episode Noctis or episode Lunafreya. So,
sheesh.
Okay. Anyways,
and you know, I got one more other thing to mention. I mean, video games get it too, movies to video games, and I mean, even that this game is not based off of the actual movie or anything, it still, I mean, has the same title. I mean, the Avengers video game. You know, talking about Final Fantasy, you maybe think of the Avengers video games. I mean, Square Enix got to take Avengers more serious than anything that they're making, just because they know them Avenger Marvel fanboys will murder them if it comes out subpar. Like, it needs to be on at least the level of Spider-Man.
It already had issues. You remember when it released, the first things I started seeing.
Yeah, the visuals.
It's not everybody.
Black Widow.
It was the visuals. Like, what
shout
what
out Black Widow.
Yo, Black Widow looked like. Yo,
shout out Fat Face,
they
female
tried to
wrestler,
make her
Black
look
Widow.
So, listen, they tried to make her look so ugly. Like, I don't know what. And the girl who's doing her voice acting is freaking beautiful.
Right.
Ashley Birch. Is it Ashley Birch or the other one? I forgot her name. One of
right,
those
and I think that's the reason why we have such a big delay on this game, because I feel like they know this game, they can't fix it in post. They need to be pre with it. You know, they need to go ahead and fix whatever they got to fix. Listen
to
Reddit's.
Yeah, they're trying.
You know, push that boy out to 21.
They also have remake. They also have remake to worry about too at the same time. Which
yeah, they do.
Yeah, and that's their people. I think they're a little bit more worried about helping getting their people right before Marvel moviegoers.
But I feel like they've been had the remakes in their mind for how long now? They've been talking about Remake 7?
Yeah, it was announced
for
in
years.
15. Yeah, it was announced 15. In 15.
I think this Avengers has not been in development as long as Final Fantasy 7 has been in. That's why it kind of shocked me like, both of these games is coming out in the same year?
Right, yeah.
Because Square Enix is not known for just pushing out games like that, in my eyes.
I think that game's going to be fine. Like I said last time, nobody's in a hurry for that game. I don't. You know, I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's definitely not going to flop. I think it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, just fine. Yeah, not a record breaker.
It's not
going to
be
Spider-Man.
It's not. That's their ambition. And you listen, you know, yeah, aim high for sure. But it's not going to be a Spider-Man. No.
Okay. So, Biggs, I think I didn't get your final take on this. So, are you co-signing video game, because you said pretty much it's easier to make video games out of movies. So are you co-signing the other way around?
No, I'm co-signing video games that started as movies. That's what I'm co-signing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see no harm in you know what I'm saying? It's just the games I've played that were originally movies, I just enjoyed them. So I'll pick that.
Right. Right. I think I'm be on the same page as you and I guess Lex as well, but I can see moving forward just of how they've treated the Sonic game and how they're taking their time, it seems like, with Uncharted. I feel like moving forward, that's definitely might change my opinion, about this whole discussion. So we can, this is probably get brought back up, later down the road when these bigger movies come out for the bigger franchise to see how they support them.
I'm curious to see how they're going to do Borderlands.
Right. That would be, that's crazy.
It's easy to do, what's that, Mad Max. They'll just do a movie like Mad Max.
Don't do that, because then it'll be fucking garbage. Anyway, enough on that. Lex, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? All right. We're about to do something that we haven't done in a while. All right, bear with us. Hey. Oh yeah, we're back. Geek Elite.
Hey.
With Biggs.
Big Elite News.
Okay. Stop it.
Helga, sit down.
Keep going. A little bit more.
Paid you your money.
A little bit more. All right. Okay. Stop. Okay. Cool. All right. Wow, Lex. What do we got? We got some news. I know you got games. I got a couple of quick update patch news and such forth. But
so why don't
there's
you,
only like
what,
three.
Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, it's only like three. I could start off with Overcooked 2. I know none of y'all play that, but somebody out there got to. So Overcooked 2 got a Spring Festival update celebrating the year of the rat.
Thing?
Yes. Overcooked 2 is a game.
Look, it's not a bad game.
It's just a game y'all don't play. You know what I'm saying? So Overcooked 2.
Is it about cooking?
Yes.
It's a multiplayer game about cooking. Like you make sandwiches, somebody's getting the ingredients, you're doing the bread. It's pretty cool. It's not bad.
We should fucking play it.
So like Burger Time?
Wait, idea. Play it.
We should make
fucking subs. Overcooked 2, Spring Festival update, celebrating the year of the rat. All right? Serve up delicious new dishes and beautiful themed kitchens. So they got some new shit going on. And they also got two new chefs joining for the festivities. So that's just a little update on Overcooked 2 for y'all that play that. We got kind of similar update from Rocket League, Lucky Lanterns update, celebrating the Lunar New Year and the Lantern Festival.
Hey.
You got a more festive customization options. You got a new arena called the Forbidden Temple. So for all you Rocket League fans, I used to play that a very, very long time ago that we won't discuss here.
I can't believe that thing is still going.
Yeah, for real. For fucking real. There's Rocket League, Lucky Lanterns. And those two are going on right now, so I'm sure you can get on the game and enjoy the update as of right now. Also, we got, lastly for the update news, is the Disintegration technical beta.
Oh.
We got the closed technical beta.
I love betas, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my. The closed technical beta for Disintegration starts January 28th and ends January 29th. So y'all get a good day in there. And it starts opening up. It has an open technical beta starting January 31st until February 1st. So they got 2 days, one closed, one open. So go ahead and sign up for the Disintegration closed or open beta and get in there and try out the game. Honestly, to me, the game looked like a free-to-play, so I don't know, man. I don't know. But I may just do it just because I do betas. Like, shout out to Temtem. Shout out to the Temtem stress test. I'm getting them emails talking about go catch some Temtem. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is that?
Bro, it's like, yo, it's Pokemon. They just took out the word Pokemon.
Right. And yeah. It's freaking like an MMO?
It's an MMO. Online.
Oh, I'm on that.
Massive multiplayer game.
Whoa. I'm on that.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
I'm on that. I've been seeing a lot of promo.
I played a day of the stress test, and I enjoyed it. I actually have gameplay clip. I could show you tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool.
What platforms is that coming PC. Out on, or is it just strictly PC?
I think the stress test is for PC, but I think when the game eventually comes out, it'll be Xbox, PlayStation, PC. Fact check me, but I'm pretty sure. But I think another day of the stress test comes on again tomorrow, but I gotta double check, so I'll be on there tomorrow again. So
it's a PS4, man. It's coming, man.
Okay, cool. Man, looking it up. Chill.
There you go.
All the way down to the Switch. I don't know how the Switch gonna run it, but okay.
Sheesh. Well, yeah, that's for the update patch news. Lex, you got some releases?
Yes, we do. And I'm gonna read this first one but first I want you listeners out there to dig through your closets or garbage cans, depends how you feel. And go ahead and find that Vita, because there is a Vita release. It is not dead. There is a Vita release.
Shit.
It's called Balthazar's Dream. It's on PS4 and Vita. It came out yesterday. Yes, as of this recording. So visit a wonderfully peculiar dog's dream in a heroic attempt to save his owner in this beautiful pixel art puzzle platformer. Wow, that's a mouthful. Okay. Balthazar dreams of strange and mysterious lands filled with canine wonders. With a loud bark, Balthazar embarks on a quest to save his owner, venturing through the dreamscape with love and determination only a dog can possess.
Embarks.
Get your Vita.
Wait, so you play as a dog? You play as a dog?
Yes.
You play as a dog and you bark.
And you embark.
Okay. Hold on. I don't want to say this because I don't know which game was in development first, man. But that sounded like they got inspired off the Goose Game, man.
Somebody's getting sued.
Yeah, it sounds somebody.
Somebody's getting sued.
Trap talking about somebody getting sued. Oh my god, I forgot all about that episode. I really forgot about that. Ghostbusters. Shout out Ghostbusters, man. Somebody getting sued.
I think it was called Buster's Ghost or something.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. All right.
Okay. This next one. Goose Game. I mean, Balthazar. Cool. All right.
Yeah, Balthazar's Balthazar's Dream. All
right.
This next one for all you sports fans out there, you soccer players. Hey. It's called Soccer Tactics Glory.
Tyler.
I was just about to say shout out Dookie, man. Shout out Dookie.
Soccer Tactics and Glory on PS4 out yesterday. So go ahead and download it.
That sounds like it was released by Square Enix.
It's an original combination of turn-based strategy.
Goddamn 47!
Boom. Here we go. Wait, here we go.
Goddamn.
Create a football team, play matches, earn XP, train skills. Here, this is where it gets weird. Learn new classes, upgrade facilities, buy and sell footballers, grow youth, make hard choices. It's a deep strategy which respects your time.
That whole description sound like Helga wrote the shit.
Yo, Japanese, straight up.
Make game, make team, get good game.
It's a deep strategy with respect to your time.
Okay. Helga!
Damn.
Wow.
Yesterday was a busy day. Why are they releasing Wednesdays?
I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I know. They're like, let's change the days. So this one's called War Theater, Blood of Winter.
Sounds like my kind of game.
Okay. From the developers of War Theater comes the next series installment, Blood of Winter, for the five of you that played it. In this free-to-start turn-based strategy RPG, return to Kasali, where the endless war continues to rage and powerful new forces converge to determine the fate of the country. Who's writing this?
Free to start? Does that mean it's going to be like a monthly subscription type of deal?
Or? Yeah, dude.
No, that means you start, you get past the first level, and then the pop-up pops up on the screen right before you get to the end of the level and say, $19.99.
Well, that's called a demo. Motherfucker said free to start.
Yeah, that's the 2020 term. Hey, you got that free to start?
Hell yeah, we about to demo? Do the podcast. The podcast about to be that free to start. By the time you get to by the time you get to the PS part, hey,
free to start, free to hear what everybody's
throw it
playing.
In the PayPal.
Yeah, free to hear what everybody's playing, and then that bitch stops.
Save your money for that Patreon because you know.
Oh yeah, Patreon season, coming soon. Wow, that's season. The first time anybody mentioned it. By the way, Lex, I want you to know that.
Oh, there you go.
You dropped it. You dropped it. I wish I had a clues bomb, but you just dropped it.
Ooh, hey.
So you know what I'm saying? Money. Patreon coming soon, but we didn't say that though. We didn't tell you that though. But yeah, Patreon's definitely. Coming soon.
So tonight, as a matter of fact, Earth Night. Okay, Earth Night is an illustrated. Here we go. Procedurally generated platformer that takes place in a dystopian future just after the dragon apocalypse.
Oh shit! Here we go again.
Yep, Sydney and Stanley have had enough. They've decided to skydive back down to the planet, taking out as many dragons as they can. Jump and dash your way across the backs of dragons on your way down to Earth in a classic 2D side-scrolling action. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sliding down the backs of dragons. What is this? How to Train a Dragon? What are we talking about here, man?
I have no idea.
Dude, just making. Is this real?
They're making games.
What
listen,
website
bro,
is
somebody
you
who,
this
somebody
shit?
On that team is following their dream of making video games. All right, and
no,
this is their start.
No. This is not. This is not. Hey, class, make a game and we're gonna put it up for you. This I don't know. What the, is this coming out of Full Sail? Is this that type of shit? What
it's
the fuck going
it on? Might be. Who knows? It might be.
It's only digital, so they can't even. No.
Chill. Lex,
it's only
go
digital.
Easy on Lex. Go easy on Lex. They can't afford the material. You saying they can't afford the material? The discs.
GameStop shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth. They should at least let them carry a box. Jesus.
Fuck.
Anyways, up next, I'll try to get through this one. Foxyland 2. Apparently, there was a Foxyland 1, which we all missed. Did you guys play part 1?
I know about 4 people that played that, actually.
Okay. Foxyland 2. After a peaceful day looking at cherries, Foxy's children were kidnapped by the mean Wolfie brothers.
All right.
Now it's up to Foxy and Jenny... to rescue their children.
God.
Jump, leap, and wall kick to bypass enemies in order to reach the end of the stage to rescue Foxy's puppers across the island.
I only got one question for that whole description. You said Foxy and Jenny is going to look for their children?
Yeah. It says, after a peaceful day looking for cherries.
What are you trying to say? Foxy ain't a dude?
I'm trying to see who the daddy. who da daddy? Because
yeah.
Jenny sound like a female and Foxy sound like a female.
Yeah, if you look at the screenshot of the art, the sexuality is ambiguous. I can't tell what the hell's
got
going
you.
On.
No private parts.
Okay.
Got it. So you, it's imaginative. There you go. Perfect.
There you go. That's all you.
Let's avoid controversy at all costs.
Exactly. And who snatched up the babies? Foxy boys?
Yes, sir. The Wolfen bros. The Wolfensteins.
The Wolfie brothers.
Oh, there you go.
The Wolfie brothers. Snatching up all the wolves.
All the puppers. Foxy's puppers.
All the puppers. Okay. So they get sued. 101 Dalmatians, y'all get sued.
So this is like, wow, this is like a game in the Star Fox universe while Star Fox was in space and shit and they were doing that. This is like his family back home.
Listen,
that's what this is.
It's on Vita as well, so.
So buy a Vita. There you go.
There you go. There's a reason to get a Vita.
There's launch a
title. A relaunch
Nobody's
title.
Nobody's buying a Vita. That's
you know,
cool.
I actually bought a Vita.
Title.
I bought a Vita a year ago in a pawn shop because of Persona 4 Golden.
Smart.
I actually did that. But that bit was returned because my PS4 broke and I needed the money back. Okay.
Ski.
That's it. That's my sad story.
There you go.
It wasn't really a sad story. You actually better off than all the other Vita players.
Sheesh. They kept their shit in their drawer.
Yeah,
been right. Getting touched.
And last but not least, Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind.
Oh yes, sir. Oh yes,
out
sir. Oh yes,
today,
sir. Oh yes, sir.
This
oh yes, sir. Oh yes, sir.
Thursday
January 23rd. Play that shit. It's a lot better than the base game.
I don't know if I should read the description. Because I think if you've listened to this podcast. Yeah. I'm not going to read the description because if you listen to this podcast, you pretty much know.
You already know. You know what you're getting, man.
See, it's crazy how we get to the game that I like, and everybody's like, "Yeah, let's vote to skip the description. It's all good." No, you know, all good.
I mean, give us your take.
All I was gonna say about it is, it has a lot more oh shit moments than the base game did. That's why I said it's better, but it's not better because it's a whole game. Can you get on the
boat when you had the Pirates of the Caribbean? Can you get on boat?
Well, no, it doesn't take place in the Pirates of the Caribbean world. That was in the main game. But like, so I mean,
what world are you in this one then?
You're like I said, it's pretty much a retelling of the ending. So you're in a world, not a Disney world. There's no Disney world stuff going on.
So this is their own.
This is for fans. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. This is for Kingdom Hearts fans. This isn't to calm y'all down
for the next one.
Correct. All right, gotcha. Correct. So for Kingdom Hearts fans who had their thoughts about the ending and how shit played out, play Remind. It has a lot of those oh shit moments you were looking for in part 3. A lot more of the teamwork you wanted to see from certain characters. A lot of conversation happened between characters that you wanted to happen that didn't. Just Mickey, go play it.
Did Mickey Mouse pop up and
Mickey
say
Mouse had the most fucking epic moment in a video game that I've ever witnessed. Bro, I'm gonna record that shit when we're done and I'm gonna show you tomorrow, bro. The part with Mickey Mouse is insane. It is insanity.
Shout out to that boy, Mickey. Oh, my. Man.
No, I'm doing it. I'm recording it as soon as we get off here. I'm recording it, and I'm going to show you tomorrow. But, yeah, Remind. Go get Remind. It's out. Stop playing.
Get the remix, man.
And that's it.
And that's been Big Elite News.
It'll get better. It will get better.
Oh, yeah, no, I plan to do shit with this. Like, we're planning to have a structure. We're going to have...
We're going to
have structure to this, so just bear with us on this first one. You know what I'm saying? I just woke up, so we good. I haven't heard Steels talk in a while, so let's just go ahead and...
I know.
Line them up.
It's your birthday edition, bitch. It's your birthday edition.
Episode 20. Yo, in 2020.
My birthday's coming up.
The real 2K.
The real 2K.
Well,
yeah, we're going to watch him go to the movies or something.
Let's not do that. So it's time. Shave my sprockets. I know you said you haven't heard me talk in a while. And you're probably not going to hear me talk for a little longer. Because I'm handing this segment over. Because I was like... in the middle of saying why?
Why, Steals?
We need that.
Tell us why.
Lex is gonna take the reins on this one. He went in on this off chat, and I was just like, you know what? This needs to be recorded. It's just take it away. It's on you.
Stat man.
So Lex.
Okay.
What shaves your sprockets?
No, what's really not even my close? Sprockets?
What does Lex?
Hollywood doesn't respect gamers.
Oh shit. Here we go again.
Here we go. Listen. Gamers, listeners, I know you've seen this. I'm gonna paint a picture for you. You're watching a movie, and in this movie there's a scene. A girl or a guy, they come home and they see their significant other. No, they just come home from work and they see their significant other on the couch playing a video game. Now, we never really get a full shot of what they're actually playing, and we can't really make out the sounds because they use some generic B-roll shit and generic sounds. But when the camera pans to the person playing, they're basically holding their controller either under their chin or under their balls. Depending on the gender.
Lex, before you go on. Rule number one. I already caught an error in what you were saying. Hollywood, we don't play fucking video games on the couch, all right? Some people are not built for that shit.
Oh, no, I know.
I'm not playing a video game on the fucking couch. What am I playing? Mario Party? No.
No, for sure.
Not doing that. Not the type of games I play. No. That was something I'd unpicked out. No, you got a man sitting on the couch.
That couch was back in the day, man.
No, it's always on the couch.
That shit's over with now.
Oh, yeah, I know. But in the movies, chairs, it's always on the couch.
Gentlemen, we have chairs with speakers in them bitches. You know what I'm saying? We have technology.
So, But listen, that's not all.
That's not all.
Because when they're playing, they're going through from what I can only describe as a combination of gyrations and button mashing that absolutely makes no sense at all. You see the way I'm talking? That's the way they're playing. Nobody plays like God. That. Nobody.
Oh, my God.
So you're out of breath and shit.
People see this. Bruh. No wonder they look at us we're idiots. They look at us like we're imbeciles, okay? Hollywood needs to step its game up, pun intended, when it comes to gamer representation. I feel oppressed. I feel like I'm invisible and I'm being portrayed as a childlike man baby who is basically seducing his controller. I'm not seducing my controller, damn it.
And not to mention every gamer likes fucking cheese balls and cheese doodles.
You know, they
always
do.
Yeah, they always got some shit like that. We don't eat actual dinner and shit.
I swear I've seen this scene before. Yeah, definitely seen it in porn.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen it in porn before, too.
Commercials. Oh, porn, too. Yeah, definitely in porn.
Yeah.
They're playing a game, and the controller's not even hooked up.
Oh, yeah. It's not even...
they put
playing,
a piece of tape over the logo.
The system not even on. Matter of fact, the TV not even on.
The TV not even on. There's no controller in the game.
Dude got his controller in his hand, acting like he don't want to get his thing.
I saw a movie where somebody said, "Oh, you're playing your PlayStation," but they were holding an Xbox controller.
Oh my God!
Where they do that at?
I don't know what movie it was or TV show, but it was horrible. Horrible. Anyways,
you know,
but
okay. You went on a rant and then you just bowed out. Got you. He came here to say one thing only.
I'm good, man.
He said, put some respect on his name.
Once upon a time, when I was doing the Instagram skits and all this good stuff, I started getting recognized by certain people and connections and whatever. Networking was happening. I was being casted for a short film. And just going off of my page, you know, when they casted me or whatever, they're like, you know, I think you'll be a great fit for this role, and you're gonna play the main character's best friend who's just addicted to video games. He's a gamer, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a gamer. And I was like, sure, okay. I mean, cool. I do like playing video games, and yeah, sounds like fun, whatever. They sent me over the script and whatnot, and boy, they had me sounding ridiculous. They had me sounding ridiculous. They had me in an environment that was re-fucking ridiculous. I mean, I know my room is kind of man cavey, but they had me on some garage shit. Like, yeah, like garage and fucking cans of Monster and shit. Like, bro, I don't game like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I eat some wings.
You don't
wear a diaper.
You don't act like an astronaut.
Right, like the motherfuckers on WALL-E. No, we're not like that. You know what I'm saying? Like we're in WALL-E with fucking game controllers in our hand. No, we're not like that.
They don't even know what to think of us. They don't know.
Like, look at Lex. Go to IG and look at Lex. Like, you know that, you know, actually, by the way, you know that that picture of you has gotten the most attention on our page ever as far as, like, conversation-wise.
Oh.
Right.
They're like, that's Lex?
That's that man.
They're like, that's Lex? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, it's not even close. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Very good use of that.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Okay.
Even Felix, yo, when we were at CC's, Felix was like, you are exactly what I thought you looked like. You're exactly what I thought you looked like. Obviously, I hang out with Bobby all the time, but Lex, let me tell you, not even close.
People were looking for Lex. It's not even close.
Damn, man. I hate Miss... next time, man. Damn.
Yeah, actually, I did mean to shout out Felix too, man. I did mean to shout out. It was great meeting you, bro. I know you're listening, so I can actually say it and be satisfied with the fact that
he helped out.
Hear it.
He helped out in a couple of conversations.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was talking shit. Rap. All right, rap.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. It's our first groupie.
Wait a minute.
See, that's you. You throwing him in your lineup with your girls and dudes and whatever the fuck you got in your lineup. Steel's always pulling up somewhere like, my girl's gonna come, and if my girl don't come, then my wife gonna come. If my wife don't come, then my shorty gonna come with me. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yo, why you pulling me out there like that, son?
Bro, you doing it for me?
All right, let me bow out before they try to put me in this shit.
But thanks, Steels, for handing me the reins for Sprockets. I appreciate it. I had to get that out there.
Let's check on week, man, and see how the relationship going. Because, you know what I'm saying? Might have put him out there. You know what I'm saying? My bad, Steels. My bad. Hey, okay,
right. Somebody write down the time stamps, man, so we can start editing some shit.
Jeez. All right. I'm sorry, Steels. All right. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
For putting you out there, man.
No,
putting
don't
your
edit
game.
Nothing.
I just want a game like nothing. You. That's all. I just want to run the game like you do. You know what I'm saying? When I get older, type shit.
Hey,
that's what I'm trying to do.
Nah, I'm still. Nope. Look, I love
Travis,
you, Rose.
Yeah, Travis. Yeah, yeah. Because he knows Rose's gonna be listening. I'm all right. You know.
Listen.
I'm
all right.
Ask me what I'm doing this weekend. Ask me
what are you doing, Steels?
All right. So Saturday night, I'm going to a car meet in Cocoa with my wife and my girl.
There you go.
Coming back to the house, all sleeping here.
And your shawty gonna
Sunday
be there
morning
at the crib.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then we're waking up Sunday morning. My wife, my girl,
syrup sex.
And I guess fine. You can call her. We're going and picking up my shawty, and we're all going to SeaWorld. Boom! It's a family affair,
oh,
son.
Damn, I thought it was syrup sex. Fuck. Okay. All right. Never mind.
Syrup. Oh, I mean, PG isn't it?
Platonic.
PG? I didn't want to throw it out there like that.
Wait a minute. Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hey, we can start winding this down. Steels, we're too much. We're absolutely too much for this.
So Steels done broke all type of matrix at his household. He don't got to sneak his girlfriend in the house while his wife is home. All right.
Listen, let's go ahead. And just wind this on down.
Please stop.
We're clearly you know what I'm saying, turning this into another podcast slowly.
Yeah.
So all right, man. Is that everything?
How y'all feel? We did good, right?
Yeah, man. Episode 20, yeah. Man. Yeah. Episode 20, man. Yes, that's a milestone for us, man.
Yes, sir.
We out of here, man.
Yep.
Yeah.